Country Club FM.
Sounded like a sick loon, didn't it?
It did a little bit.
A loon. That's a recorder. I might be the only one who owns two recorders. I got
two.
The one here and then one at home because it does a good job chasing the cat from out behind the TV, chewing on cords, trying to pull cords. Just trying to get, obviously, some attention.
Right.
But even if I just lift my recorder at home, he scampers.
The cat.
He's out of there. He goes upstairs. So it's a good tool. So if you ever need that, works out nice. Today's Bob Almanac Monday. Back at it. It's the first almanac of fall.
First almanac.
No reaction,
yeah, that's right.
No reaction.
First full day. Yeah, our first full almanac.
Right. First full almanac of fall. First full day of fall will be tomorrow.
Right.
Although today was almost a full day. It's not very often that the fall equinox occurs on the 23rd. That's a late equinox.
It is. Seems late.
23rd.
Yeah.
Today is the 23rd. It's a Monday. 266th day of the year. 99. We're under 100 left. 1779. You know John Paul Jones, commander of the American warship, the Bonham Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Had something to do with poor Richard's almanac, Bonham Richard, but he was quoted. This was the date. They had just defeated HMS Serapis, the Her Majesty's Service Serapis, during, well, it's the Revolutionary War going on, 1779. You know what he said, right? I have not yet begun to fight.
Ah, yes.
He wasn't standing down. I mean, he had a big victory, but
yep.
Was he going to go celebrate that victory over the Serapis? Go have some mead or drink some tea, whoop it up, pop the champagne corks? No.
He had not yet begun.
Right. That's why I think when the Twins win the division, they shouldn't pop the champagne.
Right.
We have not yet begun to win. That should be their quote so they can look ahead. You know, now people, there's way too many champagne showers. You do it when you clinch the wild card, and then you do it again if you win the wild card, and then you play the divisional series. You do it when you win that, and then you do it when you win the American League pennant.
Too much.
Then you would do it. That's, what, five?
Way, way too many.
It cheapens,
yeah,
I think. But I'm not a player. I'm not MLB. Maybe they like it. Maybe they need it.
I don't go for it.
No. 1846, the planet Neptune was discovered by a German astronomer. And that one's still a planet, right? Neptune is still a planet?
Yes.
We haven't taken away planetary status from Neptune yet. 1939, we're remembering the Freud dude today. Sigmund Freud died.
Mm.
Noted psychiatrist. Do you know what part of development you were fixated at? Have you ever had that analyzed, fixated at a certain stage, according to the Freudian stage?
I have not.
Freudian psychiatry. 1939. We'll figure that out. We'll dedicate an entire show to what stage of development.
I think I'm sick that day.
You're going to miss that one. Yeah. In 52.
A man down in Texas heard Pat in the radio mention the fact that our two youngsters would like to have a dog. And believe it or not, the day before we left on this campaign trip, we got a message from the Union Station in Baltimore saying they had a package for us. We went down to get it. You know what it was?
No.
It was a little Cocker Spaniel dog in a crate that he'd sent all the way from Texas. Black and white, spotted. And our little girl, Tricia, the six-year-old, named it Checkers. And you know, the kids, like all kids, love the dog. And I just want to say this right now, that regardless of what they say about it, we're going to keep him.
You got to know whether or not your dog's a crook.
Right.
Well, our dog's not a crook.
No. I thought that's what he was going to say.
This was the Checkers speech, 1952. He was a candidate for vice president, and there'd been some questioning about his campaign financing and gifts and money, and he said he didn't accept any gifts and money except for a dog.
Checkers.
And we're keeping the dog.
Right.
Okay. That dog must have had a nice trip in that crate from Texas all the way to wherever he was at.
Yeah.
I guess.
How does it get water?
California is where Nixon was from. But anyway, so that was Richard Nixon, 52, that exact same day.
Elijah just stood there and never let it show.
This date, 1952, Hank Williams was in the studio, his last recording session.
He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a
He recorded this song. He recorded Unchained. What was it? Take These Chains.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, the other one is Your Cheating Heart.
this would be it. Then he would die, right? New Year's Eve.
Yeah, yeah. And then these songs, including Kalijah, they were released posthumously.
Yeah.
The great Hank Williams. Almost an entire two-hour episode of that documentary.
Right.
He's the Hillbilly Shakespeare, Neil.
He is.
And he was in the studio this state, last recording session for the great, great Hank Williams, 1952. We could go on and on about him. But instead, we need to transition to the Jetsons.
Love that.
Jetsons premiered on this date. Hanna-Barbera basically took the whole idea and the theory of the Flintstones and flipped it around. Instead of going into prehistoric past, they went to the future.
His boy Elroy.
Did you know this was only on for one season?
What?
Came back in the 80s, yeah. Only one season.
So wow.
The original run was only one season.
That's like 36 episodes.
Right, so. They got a lot of mileage out of those episodes.
Yeah.
Jane, his wife. And don't forget about Rosie the Robot. She was a big part.
And Astro.
And you know, you forget about Rosie the Robot. Because when you talk about great housekeepers in TV history, you're thinking of Hazel. You're thinking of Alice. You're thinking of Mrs. Garrett. You're thinking of Helen from Jeffersons. People forget about Rosie.
Yeah.
And well, how can you don't forget about Rosie? No. That clinkety clack as she came into the room.
Yeah.
So the Jetsons debuted this date in 62, 69.
Dynamite's ready, Butch.
Well, that ought to do it.
Think you used enough dynamite there, Butch?
Most of this is true.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid premiered on this date.
You've never met a pair like Butch.
That's a good one.
Great movie.
Redford and Newman, were they a good team or what?
Outstanding.
And a nice little ditty came from that movie.
Yes.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Well, BJ
Thomas.
While they're riding around on the bike.
69. Now in 1988, to the baseball diamond, we go.
Okay.
He's running. There's the throw.
Jose Canseco is?
Cheater.
But at least he admits it.
Yes.
So give him some credit there. This was the date, 1988. He stole number 40 of the season there, stolen base, and he became the first person to join the 40-40 club. I mean, there never was a 40-40 club until he's the first one to ever do it.
40 homers, 40 steals.
40 steals, 40 injections, 40-40-40. So that was in 88. How about 1992?
To some, it was a miracle on ice. A 20-year-old woman playing goal in what had always been a man's game. Somehow, Manon Riom didn't look out of place.
When you have this passion, you want to go higher and you want to try what you can do during a big game.
Yeah, Manon Riom suited up for the Tampa Bay Lightning, the expansion Tampa Bay Lightning.
Sure.
They were looking for a little bit of a buzz. They are obviously in a non-traditional hockey market down there, Tampa St. Pete. So they brought in Manon Riom, French-Canadian female goaltender, and she played in an NHL preseason game. I believe it was up in Montreal, so that was perfect. She was close to home, and she allowed 2 goals on 9 shots.
Yeah, well.
And she never played in an actual NHL game regular season, but she did play in some regular season minor league games, the American Hockey League, International Hockey League. ECHL.
Give her some credit.
Give her some credit.
Yep.
1992. 2009 on TV.
Kids, get down here.
Why are you guys yelling at us when we're way upstairs? Just text me.
All right, that's not going to happen. And wow, you're not wearing that outfit.
What's wrong with it?
Honey, do you have anything to say to your daughter about her skirt?
Sorry. Oh, yeah, that looks really cute, sweetheart.
Thanks.
No, it's way too short. People know you're...
There you go. Modern Family debuted on this date.
Still
11
going, isn't it?
Years. They're in their 11th season, 11th and final season. Must kick off this week. A lot of season premieres this week. That was 2009 and 2011.
Jack, wait! Jack, please don't go. I love you. I said come with me. Please don't walk out on me, Jack. I need you.
Frankly, Erica, I don't give a damn what you need.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You take that, Susan Lucci. The last episode, that's the final scene of All My Children. It aired on ABC for the last time, and it's 41-year run on the network. This date, 2011.
Just watch me.
Over.
You can tell why she won so many awards.
Yeah.
And somebody got shot, but you'll have to tune into tomorrow's Almanac to find out who.
Mm.
2011. We have birthdays now on our almanac today.
You're the girl
It's like love, trouble in and out my door. I'm glad they came along. I dedicate this song to all the girls I loved before.
There's Julio without Willie doing that song. He's 76, Julio Iglesias. Happy birthday to him today. He was introduced to a whole new, as was Willie probably, yeah. Introduced to a whole new segment of the population and fan demographic. Julio Iglesias, 76 today.
There's a gleam, man. There's a gleam. Let's get the gleam.
Did you ever find the gleam, Neil?
I'm still searching.
And if that gleam is a Super Bowl championship or even a trip to the Super Bowl, I don't know if Marty Schottenheimer ever found that gleam.
No.
That's Marty Schottenheimer. He had some interesting motivational methods for his team and some very interesting fire-up, rah-rah-rah speeches. That's one of them there. Marty Schottenheimer is 76 today. He has recently been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, sadly. Marty Schottenheimer, a great football coach in Chargers, innovative. Browns, and Kansas City Chiefs, and elsewhere. Mary Kay Place is on our list today.
Mary Hartman! Mary Hartman!
Still one of the most weird shows that
very
I can
weird.
Remember as a kid.
You know, I couldn't figure it out.
I'm watching it as a young, happy days and all those shows in about that time, 76, 77, and I'm watching what looks like a sitcom, but it's not funny.
It bored me.
I'm not
tears.
Laughing. Mary Kay Place, who had some country hits, 72 today. Well, we can't play Bruce Springsteen because we have a copyright conundrum, but we can play a song about Springsteen.
Yes.
It is not Eric Church's birthday, it's Bruce Springsteen's birthday, and the boss is 70. Neil, if we had more time, I'd let you tell the story about how you were there for his Dancing in the Dark, Born in the USA tour.
Right.
When they were recording the video for
Courtney Cox,
a short-haired Courtney Cox. We just don't have time.
Right.
Bruce Springsteen is 70. It's time now for everybody's favorite game show.
I didn't know it was this lonely.
Know Your Forrester Sisters. Which one, Neil, is celebrating?
I'm going to say Kathy.
It's June.
Dang.
June, got a 1 out of 4 chance.
Yeah, 25%.
So June Forrester today, 63. She's slightly older than you.
Yeah, a little bit.
So the Forrester sisters, that's June. Happy birthday today, this guy.
If Relationship George walks through this door, he will kill Independent George. A George divided against itself cannot stand.
It was hard to pick the bit that I wanted to use for Jason Alexander as George Costanza.
You got a lot to choose from.
He is 60 today. Classic. Seinfeld's a funny guy, but that show would not have been what it was without the characters around him.
Oh, for sure.
No doubt. And he knows that.
Yeah.
And he knew him and Larry David.
Tremendous ensemble there.
Our rapper of the day, by the way, George Costanza, 60. Mm-hmm. Rapper Lazy Bone. That's our rapper of the day.
Lazy Bone. How do you spell lazy?
L-A-Y-Z-I-E.
Okay.
Lazy
Bone. I knew it wasn't.
Lazy Bone's connected. Which one is that one connected to? It's a member of the rap group Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Sure.
45 today. He's one of the Avengers.
I can't ask you to do this, Sam. You got out for a good reason. Dude, Captain America needs my help. There's no better reason to get back in.
He's the Falcon, Neil.
Oh, yeah.
He is Anthony Mackie,
41. He'll be around for the next one, yeah.
He will be around. He's going to continue around. In fact, they're doing a show. I think it's a streaming show on the Disney streaming platform with him and the Winter Soldier, Bucky.
Ah, yes.
Look for it.
Okay.
41. And former Viking lineman, they called him Mount McKinney because he was huge.
He was a big boy.
Bryant McKinney, 40 today.
All right. Gone but not forgotten today. We start with actor Walter Pidgeon.
You've seen the brain of the sub. In here is the heart, the atomic motor room. There is more destructive force in this room than in all the explosives used in World War II.
And they're taking that to the bottom of the sea.
I don't know. Huh. That's going to be quite the voyage. That is actor Walter Pidgeon, born on this day, 1897. The great Mickey Rooney.
Where is he? I beat him with my fist.
He looks like a weirdie.
It's wonderful guard, terrible people skills.
Now listen, Lunchbox. Don't try anything funny. I once went 9 rounds with John L. Sullivan. Do you want the job or not, Snack Shack?
That's one of his last roles in Night at the Museum.
There he is, Mickey Rooney. He was born Joe Ewell Jr., and I think it was a good move changing his name to Mickey Rooney. 1920. Grammy Award winning singer, the fantastic Ray Charles.
Oh, woman, don't treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I'm gonna have to pack my things and go.
That's right.
Transcended genres, Neil.
Oh my gosh. So good. The Grammy Award-winning late great singer Ray Charles was born on this day, 1930, and they're all gone,
but not forgotten. So you have some business to take care of. Is that right,
Neil?
Yeah.
Can you handle the Bobathon in my stead today?
And I'm going to start it with Eddie Rabbit. Have a good day, everybody.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River.